Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the universally loved, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call the show Online Marketing Moves. And we are coming to you live today. Today is Thursday, April the 4th, 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, come on in. How are you today? Yesterday we had a little travel day. Was not able to record an episode, but I missed you. So today we are back. Today we're going to talk about something very important. Today we're going to talk about something I thought about yesterday, and it is working with the wrong people. You know, you get into a business relationship, any kind of relationship with somebody, you know, working wise. It could be you could like the person, you could really like the person, but it could be a relationship that's not going to work. And the reason why I bring this up is, I remember a long time ago, I was driving yesterday, I was traveling, and I thought about my friend. And I remember my friend, I was going to move to Kentucky at one point in my life and get a job. You know, I was going to work in Kentucky. I was going to live there and I was going to set up shop there. And I remember I was talking to him and we were sitting there and we was having dinner, and me and him was having dinner. And my friend, he's never really worked like steady. He's never been reliable when it comes to money. If he gets $100, he'll spend it in 5 minutes. That's the type of friend he is. And so I thought to myself, I said, you know, I was telling him, I said, yeah, you know, I'm thinking about moving, my boy. And I'm going to move to Kentucky. And I'm going to live over here. And he was like, yo, you know what we should do, man? And I knew what he was about to say. And he was like, man, we need to go out here and live together, man. We need to be roommates, man. He said, you imagine how much fun we're going to have, man? Parties we throw, man. I said, man, I said, boy, we were 17 and we were still 17. This be a good idea. I said, but, this is not going to be a good idea. I said, I did not want to live with you, sir. I knew it was going to be a bad idea. I knew it would be a quick way to end our friendship. And so you have to be mindful of who you're going to work with. You know, you can't work with everybody. I don't know if I ever told you this, but whenever I record a podcast and I think about recording a podcast, I don't record this podcast. I don't do this show for my friends and my family. They're not the audience I'm looking for. They know me. And a lot of times when you know people, when you think you know people on a personal level, on a day-to-day level, they look at you different. You know, you see me as a podcaster, a person that you like to listen to, you download the podcast, you know. But it's like, if I work with my brother, I love my brother to death. I think my brother is a complete goofball. And because we're brothers, not because he's a goofball, but we grew up together. We've seen each other do. Me and my brother have seen each other do some of the dumbest stuff that we can do together. We've done it together. We've done it alone. We've told each other about it. We've told each other a lot of stuff. I cannot work with my brother. I could not. We tried it once. It was terrible. And I said, never again. And me and my brother could not work together. And it's just how it is. Me and my wife, I love my wife to death. We can work together, but we can't work together every day because she has a different method than I have. I am a lot. My wife is laid back when we're at home. When my wife is working, she is very go, go, go. You know, it's quick. She wants to be on a quick pace. And when I work, I don't work that way. When I work, I'm like, hey, we got to do this. We got to do that. Let's chill. Let's take it easy. Let's go, you know, I'm not in a hurry. My wife's like, come on, come on, come on. So I used to go to her job when she owned the culinary school. I used to go there and help out sometimes. And my wife would get highly annoyed with me because I would say she would be, it'd be in the middle of a party. It'd be jam packed in there, and I'd be in there helping, and I'd be sitting there talking to somebody, and my wife would go, "What are you doing? Hurry up!" And I would go, "Oh, sorry about that. I'm sorry about that." And I would mosey on. So me and my wife, we love each other to death, but working together every day, we cannot do it. And you have to figure out who you can work with. You know what strengths you have, what strengths that you have, what strengths they have. And take it from there. And sometimes there are going to be some people that you might want to work with, but you say, no, we're just going to be friends and we're going to leave it at that. And you have some family members that you can work with and some that you're never going to be able to work with. It could be your best friend and you could be like, nah, this ain't going to work. And so you want to be very careful about that. You want to be very mindful about that. And the reason why you want to be, because when you're getting your business going, your business is flowing, you don't want that to become a distraction. You don't want that to become an annoyance. You don't want to be like, hey, I gotta get rid of this person. They're getting on my nerves, you know. You don't want to lose a friendship over doing business. So sometimes if you know you can't work with somebody, just don't even get started. If you get started with them, if you know it's not working out, you say, hey, we need to have a come to Jesus meeting. We need to figure this out. What are we going to do? How are we going to break up? And just let it go and be like, hey, we can be friends. I love you. I can't work with you. It just happens that way, you know? I could never work with my mom. My mom was uptight, always uptight. I could never work with her. Me and my dad, we worked together at the prison once. We could work together. I would see my dad. Hey, man, what's up, man? He's like, hey, what's up, man? You know, I would forget something when I was at home. I'd say, hey, I need this. I need that. He would hand it to me. He'd say, all right, man, see you later. See you at the house. I said, all right, man, I'll bring it to you in the morning. I'll drop it off tonight, you know. And me and my dad, that's how we operated. We could work together. I can't work with my brother. Can't work with my mother. Can't work with my wife. But there are some people that I can work with, some friends that I have, I probably could work with. And some people you just can't. And it's not a bad thing. And it's not a, you know, don't feel bad that you can't work with them. It just happens that way. You know, just because you're great friends doesn't mean that the work relationship is going to be the same. There are some people that you might not like that much, but you can work well together, you know. I remember I worked at a temp job once, and me and this guy, we had to restack pallets for like a week. For a week, we just restacked pallets. Me and this guy, we said three words to each other probably the whole time. But every day we would get in there. We would restack them pallets, and we were just going. We would come in, say, hey, man, what's up, man? He said, what's up, man? And then we would just go at it. Wouldn't say nothing to each other no more. But we had a great working rapport, you know. I remember when I was training people in the truck driving industry, I would train some people. Some people, I was just like, I liked them as a person, but I could not train them. I said, you suck, you know, nothing, no offense. I could not train them because they would not listen to me. We would get along, but work-wise, that's the most important thing. And then there were some people I could not stand, but they would listen. They would do what I ask. They would do a good job. And I would say, I don't like them, but they work well. We work well together. You know what I mean? And so it's just, you never know. You never know the work chemistry. So if you know somebody, just like if you know somebody that can build websites, if they don't build the website the way you want them to build it, find somebody else. Don't keep running your head through the wall and say, every time I work with them, man, they suck, blah, 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 blah. No, find somebody else. Don't jeopardize your friendship over a business relationship. Friendships can be forever, but work relationships, you don't have to really be the best of friends, but you have to have a chemistry, a synergy that you can work well together, okay? So it's a lot different than being friends, you know. I have a cousin. I've never asked him for money. He's never asked me for money. We get along great, and that's how it is. I would never work with him. He would never work with me. And we don't need to work together because we are the best of friends, you know. And that's how it is sometimes. Some people you're going to work with. Some people you ain't going to work with. And you have to figure out who works well in what circle for you, okay? Some people are better off being friends. Some people are better off being work colleagues, you know. And as we all know, friendships, sometimes they fizzle out. Just like dating a girl, you know. I thought about this the other day. There was this girl that I liked, you know. I liked her. She was a great person. But I remember it had been like a few months. And I said, you know what? I am sick of her. This is way before my wife. I said, I am sick of her. I don't want to be around her no more. I like her as a person, but I do not want to see her. I do not want to date her anymore. And I got the feeling she felt the same way. And I was just like, this relationship has ran its course. And it was okay. But at the time, when you don't know really how to, like, this ain't working out for either one of us, you know, let's get out of here. You know, back then it was, you know, I was still like 20, 21. It's like, you feel stuck, you feel trapped. And don't feel like that when you're in a business relationship, you know. Just figure out, you can work with them, you can't work with them, you know. It's like, I worked with this lady on Upwork. We did a thing for a t-shirt. And, you know, I wrote what I wanted. She sent the thing back. I said I didn't like it that well. She sent it back. It was better the second time. And I said, you know what, we can work together again, because it was easy. It was just a couple things that I want to change. She changed them. And I said, you know what? More t-shirt ideas I'm going to have, I'm going to contact her, you know? And so those are the kind of relationship, you know, and we're not going to sit on the phone and be like, how's your weekend? How was your day? You know, we have a nice working relationship. And so separate your relationships. You know, you can become friends with people that you work with, but I would highly recommend that you don't think that everybody that you're friends with, you're going to be able to work with. It's not going to happen. There are going to be some people you just like, hey, let's just be friends. And there are going to be some people that you work with, you're not going to like that well. You just say, hey, let's just be work buddies. Let's get our goals accomplished and let's call it a day. All right. But ladies and gentlemen, that is it. That is it for the podcast. We will be back tomorrow with an all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, thank you for listening. God bless. My name is Tony Rizzano, and as always, everybody, peace.